you out beyond a doubt. It pays not to miss it. Cross Beavis and Butthead, they will throw down and blow your ass away. Know what I'm saying?
Beavis and
Hey!
I think it's fucking boring. But your voice makes even a hack like Handel seem like a genius.
Let's move from Ohio, sell this damn old store. single baby. Sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight, mama.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you. I'm a little nervous, but I can't believe this is about to happen. But people have told us that this is fact and not fiction. And nervous as I am, I'm going to accept this as reality.
I think I made a load in my pants.
Load or no, we must soldier on.
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you one of the greatest musicians in the history of rock and roll, a god who walks as man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mick Jagger! Well, we're not, but thanks. You're most kind to grant us
Thank
worthiness. Thanks for coming
Jagger.
On our show, man. You are the best.
Yeah!
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, man. It's nice to be here anyway. What's this problem?
I'm just going to sit quietly here for a while. I made a mistake.
just a little mistake, but we're moving on. Okay, all right. Okay, Mr. Jagger. All right, okay. Mr. Jagger, everyone's kind of like freaking out that you're, you know, that you were coming and stuff, right? And they all had like a gajillion questions. But to save time, we distilled it down to just a few. So we've got a few questions. Is that cool?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Let's go.
What are your favorite Rolling Stone songs, Mick Jagger?
There's so many, but I guess one of my favorites could be Let It Bleed.
Excellent.
You like that one?
I love it. I made another load.
If you can move up a little bit. And the other one could be my other favorite. Say, have you seen your mother, baby, standing in the shadow?
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a question. Okay. My question is, are you an agent of the devil? And if so, what are your duties?
You know, my duties are mostly ceremonial. You know, Beelzebub, the Prince of Darkness, Scratch. He has many names. Sometimes he wants ingredients from me. Like the soft underbelly of an unborn mink or the lock of a little child's hair. You know, the usual kind of thing.
Yeah.
I shouldn't really be telling you this stuff anyway.
Fair enough, okay.
Right. Okay, I have a question. You went to the London School of Economics, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good idea to stimulate fiscal growth through a sharp increase in government outlays for infrastructure?
Well, actually, as a disciple of Friedrich von Hayek, I've always been skeptical about the larger government involvement in economic stimulus. You know, I've preferred a market-orientated approach to government spending and increasing deficits.
Really? I didn't figure you to be a Keynesian economist.
Who knew?
No, but
that is such a shock.
But lately, my philosophy has
changed. To say put $15 billion into improving infrastructure and $15 billion or so in investment tax credits and targeted capital gains transactions.
All right. Well, good answer. That was a great answer. All right, Garth, wake up. Wake up. Okay. All right. Okay, I know. All right. Well, unbelievable. All right. Well, thanks for being on our show. We're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
Trace of my face could seem so pleasing. I'll pop out to the change, but a stranger is putting the tease on. I was down on the front when the messenger brought me a letter. I was raised by the praise of a fan who said I upset her. Strange, but don't change, and I let her. We'll be right back.
does the trick of disaster. For the race of my head and my face is moving much faster. Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know.
Some tears I can't cry them anymore. I can't think of what they're for. Oh, they ruin me every time. But I'll try. Leave behind some days. These tears just get erased. I don't need them anymore. Harder than I could.
as we carried boxes down the hall. One by one we put them in your car. Nothing much for us to say. One last goodbye and you drove away. I watched your taillights as they faded in the dark. I couldn't face a night in that lonely bed, so I laid down on the couch instead. Last night the world didn't stop for my broken heart. Clock still ticking, life goes on. Radio still plays a song as I try to put my scattered thoughts in. The first of many lonely mornings I'll have to face. You call to see if I'm okay. I look out the window and I just say, last night I prayed the Lord my soul to keep, and then I cried myself to sleep. So sure life wouldn't go on without you. But oh, this sun is blinding me as it wakes me from the dark. I guess the world didn't stop for my broken heart. For my broken heart.
We take you now to Piper's Pit.
I want you to know how honored you people should be. You are looking at the greatest array of wrestlers in the history of the world today. And not only that, with me, the strongest man in the world, Ken Patera, the giant of the world, Mr. John Studd, and the brain, Bobby Heenan, who have actually made history by taking Andre, the so-called giant, and making a complete blithering idiot of him. I'd like to ask you only one question. You first, Mr. Heenan. Was it premeditated?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It was planned from the very beginning. You know, you probably wonder why. Well, it's simple. We wanted to demoralize this giant, so-called giant. We wanted to take his dignity from him, and we wanted to embarrass Andre the Giant. And I think we did a heck of a
job. Did he look silly? I ain't never seen nobody look sillier in their entire life.
Well, that's because he's already a big goof anyway. Everybody realizes that. You know, it was premeditated, and the thing was, we didn't realize how easy it was going to be to knock the man unconscious and do what we did to him, and that was to clip his hair.
You know what?
Humiliating.
It also proved that there really is one, only one giant in professional wrestling, and that's John Studd. Show him the real giant.
You
this is something all you people will remember forever and ever and ever. Andre the Giant is in this bag. And you know what, Mr. Piper?
What?
Pick a lock.
Pick a lock?
Having us on your program, you may pick a lock of hair.
This is Andre's hair?
Yeah.
It's got fleas in it, man. It's dirty and nasty, but I want one. To... Come on,
bigger
one. Bigger one.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
Bye now, ladies and gentlemen. Rowdy Roddy Piper. Let's take you now to Piper's Pit.
Before I speak with Aldo here, I want to do Aldo. How could you live with your parents giving you a name like Aldo? Before I do that, I want to bring out my own personal bodyguard that I have selected myself, the toughest man that I can find. And that, please come out here. Just come here. Just one second. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. I love Bob. Don't be nervous. I call him Ace. What's this? This here is my own personal bodyguard. You see, for a long time, people like you have been trying to make a name for themselves on the pit. You see, I know how fast you are, Aldo. I know how strong you are. And you get some young punk like you that's going to come on and try to make a name for himself. And what they've been doing is we've been getting all this havoc on the pit. So I have chosen Mr. Orton to be my own personal bodyguard.
Thank you, Roddy. I'd just like you to know it's an honor and a privilege to be standing behind a man of your caliber.
He is devoted 100% to me. Now you, for instance, a man like yourself who is young and wants to make a name for...
Mr. Piper, I have never needed a bodyguard, but I guess somebody who wears a skirt might have to have a bodyguard.
Wait a second. Oh,
Wait a second. Listen, I don't need you right now. I don't need you right now. You went to Japan. You made a lot of money. You go ahead. I don't need you. You think I need a bodyguard for a punk like you, man? Anybody that wears a skirt should have a bodyguard, Mr. Piper.
Oh, is that my goodness gracious?
Anybody who wears a skirt should need a bodyguard. Get up, Aldo. Don't look so sharp now, do you? Dumber than a fence pole. Hey, Aldo.
Thank you. Mr. Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Motorhead.